local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, if you didn't catch it in the Channel 3 update there, just the A block, a very packed day here locally, a lot happening nationally as well, and we'll get you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Hour number two of Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111. Getting started right off with our top three stories today. Number one, if you're an AT&T customer, I apologize for whatever it was today. The FBI and the Homeland Security Department is looking into it to see whether it was part of a cyber attack or not. It was T-Mobile and Verizon customers who also reported issues, but the carrier said their networks did not experience outages and the problems were most likely caused by their customers trying to contact AT&T customers. Also, the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden facing a major setback following the indictment of the ex-FBI informant at the center of the probe. The Justice Department indicted Alexander Smirnov last week on allegations he made up information. Biden and his son Hunter accepted millions in bribes from a Ukrainian energy company. It was later revealed, though, that Smirnov said he received his information about the Bidens from Russian intelligence. And also, local and state interests here, the Cassie-Carley Law has now been sent to Governor DeSantis' desk for approval. The bill would require sheriffs across the state to create a safe custody exchange space with proper lighting and surveillance cameras. Both the Senate and House have passed it, and now DeSantis' signature is the only thing stopping it from becoming law. Of course, Cassie-Carley was the Navarre mother who went missing after a custody exchange with Marcus Spanavello back in 2022. Her body later found in a shallow grave in Alabama. Those are today's top three stories. Plenty of local headlines right after traffic and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. So we'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some issues in that area still, just typical evening traffic. Same thing if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West. The intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street still looking kind of rough. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road or southbound towards Olive Road, we got issues in those areas as well. Let's see, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street and then Beverly Parkway just west of that traveling towards North W Street. We've got issues developing in those areas there. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got evening traffic in that area. Same can be said for some places downtown, such as like on East Garden Street. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach towards Tiger Point, we've got a lot of backups there. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, going past Avalon Boulevard and towards Glover Lane, we've got backups developing in that area as well.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, well, that all sounds good to me. Thank you very much, Alan. Our top local story here, the double murder investigation is continuing this afternoon. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says a person of interest is in custody, the grandson of the elderly couple found inside their home this afternoon.
Someone saw it on Facebook, on our social media platform, and then they called us and said, I think I know where this person is. Our deputies were in the area, obviously. We went out there. We found him. Sure enough, that's where he was. He was on foot. We took him into custody without incident and, again, transported him to the sheriff's office.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons tells Channel 3 deputies were called to the home on Greenbrier Boulevard at around 1240 on a welfare check. When they arrived, they found the victims in separate rooms with blunt force trauma. The person of interest is 24-year-old Jordan King. No other information has been released. No charges have been filed. Also, movement now towards a possible agreement for the sale of 290 acres of the OLF-8 property in Beulah.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move that we give Fred and his group, Beulah Town Center LLC, 2 weeks exclusively to bring back their best and final highest offer.
And during this morning's meeting, the commissioners voted 4-0 to allow for a two-week exclusive negotiating period with Beulah Town Center LLC. The development group is partnering with Tampa-based Metro Development, which specializes in communities with existing master plans. Among the remaining sticking points left to sort through, both Commissioners Burgosh and Stephen Barry say the top line number is still too low. Also, Escambia County's Administrator Wes Moreno says he had a cordial meeting with EMS employees this week, roughly 2 weeks after the union sent a letter to county commissioners demanding a change in leadership due to a toxic culture.
We're going to push through, do a real effort. We got some more time and days on the schedule to meet over at EMS. I personally feel like I need to talk to more than four or five people. I think we need to talk with all the crews, all the road crews, and get some input.
And Marino says both he and Assistant Administrator Debbie Bowers were at the meeting. He says there were allegations made that they are investigating, both through EMS management and HR as well. The demolishing of the Malcolm Young Gym may be moving forward now, possibly, maybe, after an Escambia Circuit Court judge denied the request by residents for a temporary restraining order. Late last week, a pro se motion was filed which sought to halt the demolition for 60 days to allow enough signatures to be collected for a referendum to go on the ballot.
One of the petitioners, Councilwoman Hill, in three times in 2020, took $715,000 that was earmarked for Malcolm Young. I mean, it was in LLSC. It was set to go. And they decided there was a more important project for them. And so this is exactly a microcosm of what I'm talking about is, you know, they signed the death notice of Malcolm Young three and a half years ago.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves there with some strong words earlier this week. He said that both the city attorney and outside counsel were handling the case. In the case filing, the judge ruled that the petitioners had failed to follow the requirements of Florida civil law, although we're not exactly clear whether that was related to procedure or documentation. Also, for the fifth time in as many years, the Blue Angels are holding joint training sessions with the Air Force Thunderbirds. Those sessions taking place at El Centro, California, are started today and are continuing through next Friday. They're engaging in training flights with similar profiles to the air show routine, although they're not conducting performances together. Fun fact, the last time they performed together at an air show was just last March at Point Mugu, California. 520, quick break. Back with state headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Beginning March 5th, Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida for the men's and women's championships. Book your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Session tickets are on sale now. The 2024 Sunbelt Basketball Championship from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 5th through the 11th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you feeling strong? Isaiah 40:29 indicates that God only gives strength to those that know they're weak. Muhammad Ali, the famous boxing champion, was about to fly on a commercial airplane when the stewardess asked all the passengers to be seated and buckle their seatbelts. Ali said to the stewardess, "Don't you know who I am?" He went on to say, "I'm Superman, and Superman doesn't need a seatbelt." The stewardess replied, "Well, Superman doesn't need a plane either. Now sit down and buckle up." The application for you and me is that we're not as strong as we think we are. I encourage you to recognize your weakness and call upon God humbly to ask Him for a fresh dose of His lasting strength.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the general sales manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some issues there. It's typical evening traffic, nothing too severe. Also have some minor issues if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, we've still got some backups in that area. If you are traveling on Mobile Highway, If you're traveling on Mobile Highway towards West Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues in that area, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards West Fairfield. Traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, got some issues in that area as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point. And if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Windhaven Beach and trying to get closer to Highway 87, evening traffic's causing us a lot of issues over there. And lastly, if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane, we've got some issues over there also.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s, and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 526 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. In our top three stories, we talked about the Cassie Carley law that both the House and Senate have passed, so that's now at the governor's desk. Also in legislative news, the social media ban for children cleared another hurdle by a vote of 23-14. The Senate approved the bill this morning that would, of course, prohibit anybody under the age of 16 from creating social media accounts on certain platforms. The measure heads back to the House, though, because there were revisions done after the House had passed it initially. So they'll review that now. Okay, I guess I'm continuing on.
Well, I was about to say, was that not a recap of your top three stories?
No, I went What was it was my fat. My bad. I went back because one of our top three stories was a Florida story, so I just went back and talked about that really quick, and then I moved on with state headlines. So
oh, okay.
That's I haven't really done that before, so I understand that.
I'll take over. It's all right. All right. Governor Ron DeSantis says he doesn't want to be Donald Trump's running mate. The former GOP presidential candidate said Wednesday that he's looking at other options, not long after Trump said DeSantis was on a short list of potential candidates for vice president. DeSantis also said he wasn't ruling out a 2028 run for the White House. And that is something that we were just starting to get like the hang of, like, OK, maybe it could make sense.
I thought I had a great theory.
Yeah, no, you did. It was a good theory.
And then DeSantis said, OK, well,
let me pop a hole in
you,
it.
Joe. A settlement has been reached in the Petito civil suit against Brian Laundrie's family and their lawyer, Sarah Lee Kessler, with more.
The settlement was worked out in mediation in Tampa on Wednesday for an undisclosed amount of money. Gabby Petito is the 22-year-old Long Island travel blogger murdered by her Florida fiancé, Brian Laundrie, during a 2021 van life road trip. Her parents sued his and the Laundrie's lawyer, claiming they inflicted emotional distress by misleading them about Gabby's whereabouts before her body was found weeks later in Wyoming. The mediation settlement means a trial scheduled for May 13th. In Sarasota County is canceled. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
All right. 529 here. All right. The other two top three stories that we have today, if you're just joining us, of course, AT&T, if you're a customer of that carrier, then you had a pretty rough day if you were trying to make calls or texts. The investigation into what exactly happened, though, is not just going to be looked at by AT&T executives, but the FBI and Homeland Security is in on it to see if it was a cyber attack or just technical difficulties. Also, the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden facing a major setback following the indictment of the ex-FBI informant Alexander Smirnov last week on the allegations that he made up information on Biden and his son Hunter. So those are our top three stories. And by the way, here locally, the top local story involves a double murder investigation at a home on Greenbrier Boulevard. Deputies were called there to do a welfare check. They went inside, found an elderly couple inside in separate rooms with blunt force trauma. Their grandson, 24-year-old Jordan King, a person of interest only at this time, is in custody being questioned. 5:30 now, we'll get national headlines and a look at what's happening in the sports world coming up.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden meeting with family members of Alexei Navalny, an opposition leader of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who recently died in a Russian prison. The president talking about his meeting with Navalny's wife, Yulia.
One thing that was made clear to me is that Yulia is going to continue to the fight he had underway. We're not letting up.
The Secretary of State Antony Blinken asked at a news conference in Brazil after meeting with G20 leaders if the U.S. would consider more sanctions against Russia.
Stay tuned. They will be forthcoming.
We're expecting an announcement on Friday. A former FBI informant, Alexander Smirnov, accused of lying about multi-million-dollar bribery allegations against President Biden and his son Hunter, and purportedly having links to Russian intelligence. He was arrested again today, 2 days after a judge said he could be freed ahead of trial. Another judge thought that he was a flight risk. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Technology stocks led Wall Street to broad and sharp gains today. The S&P 500 up 105 points and the Dow Industrials, a 457-point surge, both notched fresh closing highs. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rallied 460 points, nearly 3%, and closed within a mere 16 points, shy of the all-time record finish. Another management move at Boeing. Reports say the jet maker announced internally this morning that Michael D'Ambros, executive vice president of human resources, will retire this spring or summer. Uma Amuluro, currently chief counsel at Boeing's Defense and Space Division, will take over the top HR position April 1st. It may still be winter, but Dunkin' has just launched its spring menu. It includes several brand new items, including some new drinks and three new food items, a breakfast empanada, a churro donut, and banana chocolate chip bread. Dunkin's new drinks, a churro signature latte, a cinnamon vanilla coffee, and a couple new Spark energy drinks. That's your money now.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Justin Fields has a point. His social media is filled with people suggesting the Bears should go after Caleb Williams or keep him, asking him whether or not he's going to be traded. As he gets ready to go on vacation, I understand why he wants to scrub the Bears and the NFL from his social. I wouldn't want to see it either. I just need a couple of days to get away from it with all the uncertainty. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We are here focused on a weaponized government.
Donald Trump Jr.
We're here tonight to talk about the great American story.
In a Pensacola town hall meeting, Tuesday, February 27th at the Palafox Wharf waterfront. Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr. will discuss the biggest issues of our time. The doors open at 5 p.m., but if you can't make it, you can listen to the entire town hall meeting right here. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh,
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some issues in that area still. Also, look out for Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Road, or North Palafox Street, rather. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road or southbound towards Olive, that intersection just has some minor congestion around it. Same could be said about Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Got some issues in that area still as well. Last main one in Pensacola is if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards South Fairfield Drive. We've got some issues over there. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking better. Navarre Parkway still has issues if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard trying to get on to Caroline Street and travel eastbound towards Glover Lane, we still got some evening traffic giving you some minor backups there.
Skies overnight will be cloudy with an overnight low of around 60. Now, there is a little bit of a chance for rain. If we do get any, it will mainly just be some light rain, and it would likely be overnight or after midnight. During the day Friday, the clouds will start to clear. Highs will be in the low 70s. We get some slightly cooler, drier air in for the weekend. So weekend lows in the 40s, weekend highs in the upper 60s with some weekend sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 5:38 here, taking a look at what other national and worldwide notes today. A couple from Russia. Number one, opposition leader Alexei Navalny's cause of death is listed as natural on his medical report, according to his spokeswoman, who was given the information by his mother. Also, Navalny's mother, in a statement on YouTube, says she was secretly taken to view his body at the morgue, also claiming she is being blackmailed by the Russian government to try to force her to hold a secret funeral.
And also in Russia, U.S. diplomatic officials are being denied access to a woman from Los Angeles who's being accused of high treason over in the country. The 33-year-old former ballerina faces 20 years to life in prison for allegedly raising funds for Ukraine. Even though the U.S. and Russia have a longstanding agreement to notify each other if a citizen is being held, Moscow has refused to do so because it does not recognize the woman's dual citizenship.
Yeah, and my fear for her, I mean, 33 years old, I'd be interested to know what she was doing over in Russia if she had, was arrested at the airport, like kind of like a Brittany Griner situation or there. But we're talking about high treason, number one. Number two, U.S. Or Russia doesn't want anything to do with the U.S. reaching out about this. I have deep fears that she will not see the light of day. In prison for you know, because we've talked about Paul Whelan, we've talked about Evan Gershkovich. Still baffles me how Brittany Griner was able to get the get out of jail free card so soon. But there's all these cases of people that are just over there and over there. Their trials just keep getting delayed and delayed and delayed, almost like it's some sort of a joke. And then now this 33-year-old woman who is raising funds for Ukraine, Russia has her and going to do whatever they want with her. That's the reality. 5:40 here. A black Texas student who has been suspended for his hairstyle has lost his lawsuit. The ruling today came despite pleas from lawmakers who feel this is blatant discrimination.
We're not going back. We're not going back to Jim Crow days of racism and discrimination.
That is Ron Reynolds, state representative who wrote the newly signed Crown Act. It bans discrimination over hairstyles. The judge, though, ruled in favor of the school district, which is north of Houston. Their policy mentions hair length, not hairstyle. So, okay.
And a major Alabama health system is announcing it will pause all in vitro fertilization procedures in response to a recent Alabama Supreme Court ruling.
Frozen embryos with genetic abnormalities are routinely discarded as part of IVF before implantation, part of a process to help patients avoid miscarriages or other complications.
The ruling, handed down earlier this week, categorized frozen embryos as children who are therefore protected under the state's wrongful death laws with respect to minors. Attorneys for the school are now evaluating the potential for doctors and patients in the IVF program being prosecuted or forced to pay damages in civil lawsuits as a result of the ruling.
Austin, happy spring training opening day. We had the Dodgers beat the Padres 14-1 in the opening game. Those two teams are going to be kicking off the regular season in just under a month over in South Korea. But yeah, spring training opening in Florida, of course, in Central and South Florida, And over in Arizona, the Cactus and Grapefruit Leagues. You ever gone on a spring training tour or just go to Central Florida to catch some games? Every year around this time, I say, you know what, that would be really cool. Go to, say, yeah. Orlando or Tampa or whatever and check out some spring training games. And then it's like, maybe next year. But
No, I have never done that. It does sound like something, and I'm not even a huge baseball fan, but I admit it does sound like something that would be a pretty cool experience. Yeah. I don't appreciate your Cubs cap.
Why
by
not?
The way.
It's a very special Cubs hat for me because it is the cap that they wore on Father's Day last year, my first Father's Day. So that was my Father's Day gift.
That makes it more redeemable. I'm still bitter over 2016 though. We were talking about the San Diego Padres, so we'll shift over to San Diego State. Former San Diego State Aztecs punter Matt Areza is back in the NFL. He's signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was drafted by the Bills in 2022, but he was released after his name was mentioned in a lawsuit alleging that he and several men sexually abused a female at a party. However, the case against him was eventually dismissed due to lack of evidence.
Yeah. Career ruined. I mean, his life for several years there with false allegations. I remember he filed a countersuit after the charges were dropped against him for defamation, and then the two parties reached a settlement on that. So,
my goodness.
Yeah. So apparently we've had the 12-team playoff now. We've had it for longer than a day and a half, but we have the official format that came out this week, the 5 conference championships plus the 7 at large. And
right.
Not more than 48 hours later, we're already throwing out the idea of 14-team playoffs for the 2026 season.
Come on.
That apparently came up at the CFP meetings today. Executive Director Bill Hancock acknowledged the idea was discussed but declined to provide details, saying there's work still to be done. Can we just enjoy the 12-team playoff for a season and just see how it goes?
That's the thing. I agree with that 100%. Just, you know, because as I said, people complain about, oh, well, you know, it should have been 8, or there are some people who believe it should have stayed at 4. It's like, 12 is okay because it's finally a change in the right direction.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it like yesterday or the day before. If you're 13th, we know you cannot argue for a case in the title hunt. But as you said, we haven't even had it for a season. The format was just confirmed, and now we're already talking about 14. Don't jump too far from one extreme to another. Come on. You know people aren't happy about this. Don't double down on it. That's my take, personally.
Yeah. 5:45, we'll get an update on the roads and weather before moving on to health, business, and science. Here's Alan.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you. Looking at the roads here, we'll start with Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound going through Windhaven Beach, we still have some pretty severe backups there. Outside of that, though, that's pretty much the worst one. We're going to see some issues if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Tuskegee Road. That's near the Cantonment area. If you're traveling north on that road there, be on the lookout for that. There's still a little bit of backups at the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. And we still have some slight issues if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10. Outside of that, though, it looks like the other places where we've been seeing some severe backups or delays, they seem to be dying down.
All right. Health, business, and science notes today. Mortgage rates are up again for the third week in a row. The 30-year fixed averaged 6.9%, up from under 6.8% last week, according to Freddie Mac. That's compared to 6.5% a year ago.
And the CDC says that contagious stomach bugs, including norovirus, are circulating right now and hitting the Northeast especially hard. The CDC says that the positivity rate for norovirus, which causes cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea, is more than 15% in the Northeast. If you do get a stomach bug, doctors recommend drinking lots of fluids to keep from getting dehydrated.
The lifespan of home appliances is getting shorter, and modern technology is likely to blame. Aaron Rial has more.
Peel back the plastic on a modern refrigerator or washing machine, and you'll see a smattering of sensors and switches that didn't exist in its 10-year-old counterpart. These machines are more likely to be made with plastic and aluminum rather than steel, and high-efficiency motors are likely to be lighter duty since they're tasked with drawing less energy. When a complicated machine fails, technicians say they have a much harder time figuring out what went wrong, and when the problem is diagnosed, consumers are often left with repairs that exceed half the cost of a replacement. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Companies want to use cheaper materials so people will have to buy new ones quicker.
And that's not new.
I'm shocked. Yes.
New images from NASA are showing that the land major east... Yeah, okay. See, now I'm getting messed up. New images from NASA are showing that the land that major East Coast cities are built on is sinking. Areas from New England to Florida were surveyed using satellite data and ground-based GPS centers to map the motion. According to the data, major cities New York City, Baltimore, and Norfolk, Virginia are built on land that sank between 2007 and 2020. The land sank by an average of 1 to 2 whopping millimeters per year, but in some countries, in Delaware, Georgia, and South Carolina saw their land sink twice or three times as fast.
All right, very good. They had all kinds of troubles with that one. I may just delete that one for next hour. Let's just
really
clear that out. Yeah.
Well, it's
gotten
much,
both of us.
It's not much of a pressing concern anyway. It was just a little bit poorly worded. And just for the gullible folks out there, I mispronounced Georgia on purpose.
Oh, okay.
But the other
you
stuff
had me fooled.
The other stuff was unfortunately legit.
All right. Pop culture notes today. Beyonce is now the first black woman to score a number one hit on the Billboard country charts.
Wow.
Texas Hold'em debuted at number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs. Before Beyonce, the highest ranking song by a black woman was over 50 years ago. Linda Martell peaked at number 22 with Color Him Father.
You know, she talked about in her Super Bowl commercial about breaking the internet or whatever. That would have broken the internet for me. I'm surprised that didn't do more numbers on social media. Her hitting number one on the Billboard country charts, I would have never called that. Yeah. The sexual assault case against Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler has been dismissed. Tyler had vehemently denied accusations by former teenage model Gianne Bellino that he sexually assaulted her twice in one day. The alleged assaults were said to have taken place in Manhattan in 1975 when Bellino was only 17 years old.
Finally, the Hershey Company is putting out a call for pet owners as they search for the next Cadbury Bunny. This year, the Cadbury brand will use a March Madness elimination-style tournament to decide the winner, as every bunny should around this time of year.
Absolutely.
Entries must be made through Cadbury USA's Instagram. Pet parents are required to post a picture or video and explain why their rabbit should represent Cadbury, and the voting will start on March 11th. So get your photos up and going there for that. 5:50. Recap of today's top three stories, wacky stories, good news to wrap up hour number two next.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked to Lou Ferrigno. That's first, you're definitely going to want to hear this interview with such a sweet, amazing man. Second, there's a bill working in Tallahassee to require the teaching about communism to Florida students, and I played testimony from people who have suffered under communism. You want to listen to the 7 o'clock hour. The first part of that hour, the testimony of the woman from Vietnam, you want to listen to that. Trust me. Find it at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. In our last traffic and weather update, we could see that there were some dying down, or there was some dying down of a lot of the congestion we were dealing with, and that appears to still be the case now. We have minor issues on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, maybe a little bit on Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards South Fairfield Drive, still got some backups there. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long, except maybe some typical evening traffic on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling through Windhaven Beach.
Cloudy skies overnight, and there's a little bit of a chance for rain during the very late night and overnight hours. We're just at about 30%. If anything, it would be light rain for the most part. All right, on Friday, highs, low 70s, gradual clearing, so some afternoon sunshine. And then into the weekend, we'll have more sunshine, pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s and weekend lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 5:55 here. Quick recap if you're just joining us of today's top three stories. AT&T cell phone customers had quite a time today getting calls and text messages with the nationwide outage, and looking into whether it was just technical difficulties with the company or perhaps a greater problem of a cyber attack. FBI and Homeland Security are now investigating that possibility. The Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden now facing a major setback following the indictment of Alexander Smirnov, the ex-FBI informant at the center of the probe. He is accused of making up information about Biden and his son Hunter, accepting millions in bribes from a Ukrainian energy company. And here in Florida and locally, the Cassie Carley Law has been sent to the governor's desk for his signature. The bill would require sheriff's office across the state to create a safe custody exchange space with proper lighting and surveillance cameras. Some of the more wackier stuff making the rounds today. A biting report has come out of the White House, literally and figuratively, I suppose. Newly released internal documents say President Biden's dog Commander bit U.S. Secret Service personnel at least 24 separate incidents between October 22 and July of last year. I remember talking about this when Commander was removed from the White House. Hope he's doing okay. I don't know where he went, wound up at. But he was removed months after agents were advised to give lots of room to the dog, and a senior agent confirming that in the report. So Commander was not a good dog.
Apparently not. KFC is rolling out a new menu item called Cheatza. It's the name, mashed up of chicken and pizza. It's not fried chicken on pizza, but rather pizza on fried chicken. So the fillets are the crust. Marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni are on top. It'll be available at most locations nationwide starting next week for $9.99. Joe, are you interested?
Yeah, I am interested. It's been a long time since I've had KFC.
Same here.
But, you know, it's okay. I love the biscuits. But, yeah, it's been a long time. Maybe once, just to see what it's about. I do like the idea of the fried chicken, the fillets being the crust. As long as there's no bones, so I would imagine it would just be regular boneless fried chicken there.
So it better
be. I could be intrigued by that.
Awesome.
Also, if your name is Ryan, and you want to be something, a part of something that some may say cool, others would say is very lame. there is a Ryan Rodeo in Austin, Texas this Saturday. They're trying to break the world record for largest gathering of people with the same first name. Of course, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, we have talked about this as the city of Kyle, Texas has had several attempts where they've tried to break the record for the most people of the same name. I'll give you one guess as to which name that would be.
Kyle.
It's not Texas. the current world record, 2,325, and that was Ivan's. They met up in Bosnia and Herzegovina and set that record there. So if you're a Ryan, go to Austin, Texas on Saturday and become of a world record. So
potentially, because it seems like Kyle, Texas has
Kyle's kind of not been doing very good. But Austin, you know, more touristy, bigger town, maybe a better chance of Ryan's within the local proximity that can meet up.
Maybe. Good news here. China is sending back more pandas to the United States in a sign of improving diplomatic relations between the two countries. On Thursday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said an agreement with the San Diego Zoo has been signed, quote, on a new round of international cooperation and the protection of giant pandas, end quote. An agreement is also being worked on with the Washington National Zoo, and Georgia's Zoo Atlanta is currently the only zoo in the nation to have a giant panda program.
All right. Also, in our good news today, a story last month that we talked about, a chain of convenience stores in Kentucky that did the disco balls and lights to the bathroom. So they're like many dance clubs and have turned into a tourist attraction. Well, now they're hosting weddings. A couple just got married in one, and after exchanging vows, they turned the lights on for their first dance. So definitely memorable, probably a lot cheaper than most weddings. So, hey, knock yourself out.
Yeah. And a guy named Anton Newtonboom is raising awareness for men's mental health by walking barefoot across the U.S. from L.A. to New York. He calls himself the Barefoot Dutchman and is in his first rodeo. In 2019, he became the first person to make it to Mount Everest Base Camp barefoot, which sounds miserable.
Yes. Good on him, though.
Oh, for
sure. All right. Busy day here locally. Channel 3 News at 6 with the latest update coming up now.